Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We are unfortunately going to Donald Trump. Donald Trump, he is a profound grifter, and here is what he's doing. I'm going to give you the update. You recall, previous show, I pointed out that he wrote a cease and desist letter to the Republican Party saying, do not use my name. Do not use my name in fundraising. I own my name. They wrote back to him and they tell him to pound sand. They said, you're a public figure. You were the president. We're saying we support your policies. We won't say that you support us because apparently you don't, but we support your policies. You know, that's like me saying that I support Franklin Roosevelt's policies or Harry Truman, John F. Kennedy, Bill Clinton. So what does he do in response? He says, I do not want money in my name going to rhinos, Republican in name only. He's still angry that 10 members of the House voted to impeach him and 7 senators voted to convict him. Unfortunately, it took 67 senators and they only got, quote, only, end quote, got 57 of the Senate, a big majority, to say he was no good and throw him out. So what does he do? He goes to all of his donors. He has a lot of donors. He has a lot of supporters. The guy got 74 million votes. Unfortunately for him, Biden got 81 million votes. And he goes, do not give any money to the Republican Party. Give it to Save America PAC, which is my PAC. Send me your money, not to the rhinos. Send it to me. So now everything he touches dies, okay? And the guy is just, but what's going to happen is a lot of them are going to do that. A lot of these people who aren't big donors, but maybe they give 50 bucks or maybe they give 10 bucks a month, you know, that kind of thing. He has found a way to monetize the Trump cult. He has found a way to monetize the Trump cult, and they try to suck up to him. So the Republican National Committee is moving a fundraiser to Mar-a-Lago, and he's billing them through the nose. He's just billing their eyes out, and they're going to pay it, hoping that if people go to Mar-a-Lago, even though they got a text from him saying, do not give to rhinos, give it to the Save America PAC. These people are going to show up, and they're going to write a check to Save America PAC, and the Republican National Committee can't cash it. That would be forgery. That would be a fraud and deposit in their account. They can't do it. They'll say, well, I'm sorry to get in. You have to pay to the Republican Party. Well, I ain't going to give to rhinos. I mean, that's what's going on. This is a real rift in the Republican Party. So, you know, the way it's going to play out, there's some Republicans who are obsequious to him, whom he'll support 100%. And there's some Republicans who took lots of shots at him, but then chickened out and now obsequious. He'll insult and string along. I'm thinking of somebody like Kevin McCarthy, California, who's sucking up to him and going down there and swallowing the Kool-Aid, saying that the certification was wrong. It's illegitimate election. Wormwood, crooked Lindsey Graham. He has ratted back and forth so often, makes your head spin. He was for John McCain. His friend John McCain, he said originally, Trump is a xenophobic, incompetent, crooked idiot. It's a great tape on that. Then McCain dies and he goes full frontal Trump. Then he comes back and he goes, well, after January 6th, we can't have this. I'm out of here. Then the polls show Trump's good and he's back. Trump is killing the Republican Party, and I'm glad he is, because he's sorting out the wheat from the chaff. And unless somebody in the Republican Party is obsequious to him and mouths the QAnon line, the Trump cult line, they're a rhino. That's going to kill them in some races, some of these Senate races. It will kill them in some Senate races. Some Senate races. Right now, there are 5 Republicans who have said that they're not running for re-election to the Senate. 5 Trumpers, Trump zealots will run. They will run. Five Trumpers will run. We're going to see what happens. They win the primaries and they win the generals. Okay. We're going to the lines. We're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill of Oconomowoc?
Good morning, man. You made my day. I wasn't quite aware until I was listening to you about this Trump pact. But basically, Kohler, the plumbing company, ought to sponsor it, because if Republicans want to throw their money down the toilet, give it to Trump's pact, because I'm sure it's going to be used to help fight some of the legal issues he has. Once he gets money, it's like, holy cow, where did he go? It's gone. He's the greatest sleight of hand. You know, well, hey, I gave this money for that. Well, yeah, but it went over here. Oh, why? Well, you know, don't worry about it. You know, just don't worry about it. And that might be the greatest thing that happened to the Republican Party since I can remember. And what it's going to do, and you alluded to it, I almost am, you know, I'm preaching to the choir here. It's going to either do one of two things. You get the crazies. Well, of course the crazies. And the crazier they are, the more they're going to want to run for office. But they're going to really almost implicate themselves by their fantasy world they live in. The other Republicans, sooner or later, once their wallets are empty, or once they've given all this money and get nothing back, are going to say, what are we hanging around with this guy for? I mean, my God, he scammed everybody in the U.S. He can't get a loan in the U.S. He can't get a loan in Europe. To go to Russia to get a loan. I mean, a Deutsche Bank even said no more money. this guy is really... And Saturday Night Live is just going to play this for all it's worth. You know that, and all comedians. Thank heavens for our comedians. You know, comedy, when you want to convey a thought, comedy is sometimes the best way of doing it, because it gets people to laugh, and you don't get people all infuriated, and then you drive your point home. Well, what you just went through is just wonderful. So you have a wonderful day, and you know what? We could sure use you in Washington again. I know you might not want it, your wife might not want it, but we need somebody who's got Garmin, who's got a compass, and you've got a compass. So have a good day.
I appreciate it. And Bill, you won a T-shirt. Tell Luke your address. He'll send you a T-shirt. Okay, Bill, thank you for calling in. We're going back to the lines. East Side Dave, my friend, you're next. Thank you for calling East Side Dave.
Hello. I've heard so much great ranting on your show this morning. I feel guilty for interrupting you. I said to Dom and Crute that rant is not a four-letter word. Do it all the time. But anyway, what I'm concerned about right now is just the ignorance of the average so-called American people who... let me ask you this, I kind of put this by you one time. What if you or I or anyone in any town USA were to go down the street and canvas people and take a survey of just a general, you know, survey of what people think about what does democracy mean? What does republic and Republican really mean? And so forth. Not to mention socialism. That's going to probably get you shot. And what is so bad? Well, I want to say this as a leftist, and I don't have any kids, but those of us on the left, why are we supposed to be from hell? Well, what is it that the leftists are saying at this time in this country? Who can tell you that if you went down the street and talked to people? Why are we evil? Could it be that maybe we love our kids too, and we want to have a better future for them, a better country and world? Going to leave it there.
Yeah, okay, Dave, you raise a lot of issues, and let me just boil one or two of them down, some very good stuff. One of them is, take a look at history. Just take a look at contemporary America. Everybody is fashionable. You know, let's dump on America, this problem and that problem. Dave, there is not a single country in the world. If somebody said, I'll set you up in that country with a comparable income that you have right now, so you're protected, and you could live there, there's none of them you'd go to. You would not go anywhere in Asia. You'd be out of your mind. You wouldn't go anywhere in Africa. You'd be out of your mind. You'd go nowhere in the Middle East. You'd be out of your mind. And you go nowhere in Europe. You could say it's great. I like going to Europe. Went there a lot in the Navy, and then I've gone there a lot on vacation. Always glad to get back. Always glad to get back. You wouldn't go anywhere in South America either. America is the freest, most open, greatest country that ever lived, that ever existed. And I want it to continue that way. I want it to continue that way. It has not been the case for many people in this country, and that's been wrong. With our African Americans, they've been treated horribly. But African Americans who have left the country, there's a guy named Eldridge Cleaver. He wrote a book called Soul on Ice about how bad he'd been treated, and he was right in the brutality of his own people. He went over to Algeria, he went to France, he went to Cuba, he came back 7 years later. He converted to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and he became a right-wing Republican. And he said, as bad as America is, the racial and religious privileges in these other countries are worse. So you got to deal with it. We're trying to deal with it. Joe Biden's a decent man. This kind of languid leftism, the authoritarian left, identity politics, is all baloney. It's all baloney. It's basically Marie Antoinette making believe she's a farmer. You know, it's Patty Hearst making believe she's Tanya the Revolutionary. It's basically yuppie socialism. Because really what it is at base is American culture. So that's my feeling. I love it when you call in. Now we're going to go. Let's see how much time we... Yeah, Dick of Madison, my friend. No, Dick of Madison, hold on. Do not put on Dick. We have going to a break. Dick, do not hang up. We'll get to you right when we get back. There's a lot more to talk about. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.